Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire radio program is being recorded for Saturday, October 29th, 2016. And I'm very grateful you chose to be with us as we take a look at surrender, a very interesting word. I don't even know how many of you even think of it, what the word surrender means, giving up. But we're going to take a look at it, okay? We're going to look at surrender. These radio programs, as well as my TV programs, are here because of the loving kindness and generosity of, well, my sponsors. They help pay for airtime. And your contributions, whether you're a sponsor or whether or not you just make a contribution, are deeply appreciated. And everything goes to airtime to sustain our program and keep us on the air. I hope that you will see the value of what is being offered here and become a sponsor. It is deeply important. It really is, more than you might ever know. And if you're enjoying the radio programs, I really hope that you will become a sponsor. Well, you can go to the website, at aspire.org, and there you will see support, sponsorship, and you can become a sponsor there. Surrender. Doesn't sound like a good word, does it? It doesn't sound like a word anybody would particularly want to attain, but what does it mean? What does it mean to truly surrender, and what is it all about? So I'm going to offer you three questions that people have sent me in the last 6 months about surrender. Evidently, I talked about it in some way or manner recently. I don't remember where or how, but I did. And people sent in questions. So I'm grateful. I'm going to take what I have and use it. And here we go. The first question comes from Jackie. Does not tell me where Jackie lives or if it's a male or a female. You spoke of surrender today. What does this mean? It's kind of frightening to hear anybody talk about surrender, Jackie. What is frightening about it, Jackie? Really? If you think about it, what is frightening about the word surrender? What are we talking about here? Surrender means to give up, to relinquish. And what am I talking about when I talk about surrender? Although I don't remember exactly what it was that dictated this subject, but what does it mean to truly surrender? It means that I give up my mischievous ways, that for a moment I realize the futility of the way I have lived my life. I am actually giving up, surrendering futility. And so few people can do this. Just to give up the whole idea of keeping my life the way it is or was, and living my life according to the manner of my desire, my ambition, my pride, my vanity, to be able to really understand the nature of my life as it truly is, without the need for there to be guarded moments where I want to keep my mischief intact. I want to make sure that my emotionality is intact. Now, most people are surrendered, whether they like to believe it or not, they are. And they're surrendered to their fear and their hatred. Those of you who are politically, obsessed, Sherman, politically obsessed, you're in the cult and surrendered to politics. I tease one of my students about this all the time. But it's true. You're worried about coming into something that is loving and kind You're worried about being the cult of love. You take a look at your life. Everybody in this country, according to what they think and believe, is in the cult right now. Everyone is strapped to their TV thinking about whether or not it's going to be, you know, this candidate or that candidate, Trump or Clinton, back and forth. And they love the fight. And you play this game inside your heads that somehow by choosing one of these two people, that they're going to have the power to make a better life for you, which is the cult of stupidity. We've lived in this country for how long? I've been here all my life, 65 years, and it hasn't gotten better. It's only gotten worse. This country has only gotten worse because we've given it over to the cult, the leaders of the cult, which we call our government. So you're in a cult anyway, and whether you like it or not, whether I don't vote. I don't want to be a part of this, but I'm in the cult. I am. My body lives here in America, and I live in the cult. Whether you like it or not, you're in one. You are surrendered. You are surrendered to beliefs and theories and concepts and philosophies that make you pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. You're in a cult. I'm in a cult. We all are in this. Whether you like it or not, that's what the body does. It creates its own fungus. It creates its own virus. And it keeps growing and growing and growing as we go along in our life. And we keep administrating attention and fear and anger and feeding this over and over and over again. So what does it mean when I say the word surrendered? It means that I have given up old Gregory and his ways. That he is no longer going to have the power to influence me to self-hatred, to fear, to anger, to hostility, to stupid things that Gregory loves to do, which are truly stupid. And if you're involved in any of that and all of that, then you are in a place inside your life where there is a great deal of sorrow and pain awaiting. We band together in an effort to make our lives better, but we don't because we only live in the emotionality of us. We don't live in the spirituality of us. We never see the bigger picture of our spirituality and what it really means to evolve spiritually. So we go on and on and on in this craziness of our life, believing and thinking that we are free or that we're right or that we're better than. We do a lot of silly things that have nothing to do with the meaning of our heart. We are here as love. And anything that perpetuates the myth of self-hatred or hatred alone or hatred at all is something that we must all be very aware of. The awareness of hate brings about the insight that is necessary to understand our fears. And in our fears, in the insight of our fears, is the way of the heart, believe it or not. Because as you see fear for what it is, you will see the heart for everything that it can do for you. You will see the way of the heart, not as opposition, but as the very fiber that allows fear to be there. Just allows it to be there. It is a part of the existence of having a human body. And once I understand that I am no longer fighting it and making it an issue, that is when something of the other shore can begin to emerge inside my life. This is a very important thing that most of us neglect. So you asked me, Jackie, you spoke of surrender. What does it mean? When the surrender that I am talking about is to give up my old Greg Penn mischief, to no longer fool myself into believing that through hate and fear I can conquer all. Through hate and fear I become, shall we say, free. I'm not free. As long as I live under the confines of my emotionality, I am not going to be free. And it is my emotions that are the issue. They define my thinking. And when fear is the major premise of my emotionality, then you know what's going to happen. It's going to be a tough go, I guarantee you. Tough go. I hope that helps you. I really do. And please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Carol. She does not tell me where she lives. You spoke of sannyas. You spoke that you are a sannyasin on your website. What does it mean to be a sannyasin? What is sannyas, Carol? Carol, sannyas is a very sweet and important thing in a person's life. It is when I'm ready to surrender Gregory's mischief. That does not mean that Gregory becomes perfect, because he's not. And I'm not here to perfect him, because he can't be perfected. It means that I acknowledge his existence as a part of the makeup of my own life. And now I am moving over here to live not as a Gregory, but as a quality of love. In other words, I am the embodiment of a spiritual experience that Gregory cannot have for himself. He cannot have that direct experience. He can only experience what he is accustomed to, which is in his emotionality, in his fear, in his hate. That's all he can do. Gregory can experience relief, but not transformation. Spiritual transformation is something quite different. Sannyas is when I've had a taste of that transformation, and I choose to realize how deeply convoluted Gregory is. And rather than trying to make Gregory spiritual, which cannot be done, I walk over to the other shore. I sit in the midst of wanting nothing with all of my heart. I realize the futility of the way I have lived. And rather than living for the sake of punishment and hatred and fear, I live in the essence, dwelling in the essence of a great love that abides within me. And in that great love is the meaning of my existence. Sannyas is a very sacred thing. I took it many years ago. Did it change me? It didn't change Greg at all. It just changed where I put my attentions. Now, instead of asking myself, what does Greg want? What does Greg believe in? What does Greg seek? What does Greg think is appropriate? I go to the jewel of my heart. The jewel of the heart that lives within the rough clothing of old Gregory. I don't allow him to dictate to me the meaning of my life, the meaning of my existence. I don't allow him to tell me what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. I just don't allow it. He can have his opinions about many different things, and he's an unfortunate soul. He really is. And I love him and I accept him, but I don't have to live by him. It is a point of depth of sincerity. Most of my students come in trying to fix their life. They think if I have something that can help them live a more pleasant emotional life, that they have found the guy that can help them the most. It's not true. I am not here to help them feel good about themselves. I am not here to take their pain and their sorrow away from them. I'm not here to do any of that. I'm here to show them the way of the heart. And if they live by the way of the heart and they seek it through the means of which I offer, which is through meditation and some discipline, which doesn't go over well with Americans because they want to be free to do what they want to do when they want to do it and all that other stuff that we enjoy. It's a fantasy. The freedom you enjoy is the mischief you will fall by. I guarantee it. I've learned it myself and I've done it myself, so I know it well. If you practice, if you really, really practice, you will find that inner freedom is what it's all about. Your outer body can be chained to all sorts of things, fear, anger, boredom. It can be chained to government and society and family and friends, but that doesn't matter. What matters is you have the freedom to love them just as they are. You have that freedom. And in that freedom to love them just as they are, you do not have to be manipulated by emotionality. I love my friends, my family. They have been gone for many, many years. But I have loved my students. I have loved my friends. And it does not matter to me one iota what they think or believe in, or even what they think or believe in about me. It doesn't matter one iota. I don't care. What do I care about? I care about their lives. I care about what's happening to them. I care about helping them as much as I possibly can. But the sad thing is the kind of help I would offer them, which would be letting go of their anger and fear and hatred, they're not interested in doing. So I become rather useless to a lot of them. And yet, without them knowing it, I'm the most valuable thing in their life because I never leave them. I never, ever abandon them. And I do everything I can to help them. The key is in the heart, the way of the heart. You live in the way of the heart and you live in the way of your life. And your life is about taking sannyas one way or another. You're either a sannyasin in the world and you live according to the hardness of your heart, and you live as the hardness of your heart. You've taken sannyas, like it or not. You've taken it, and you wear that hardness of heart around your neck in many different ways. In your attitude, in your beliefs, in your theories, in your indulgences. That is sannyas. Or you can take what I give you and make the first lifetime in your entire existence where love was more important than hate. That is a very difficult thing for people to do, where love is more important than hate. Most of us simply can't go there. Most of us won't go there. So we live according to the manner of our hate and our fear, and we live in this predicament of not understanding what our life is all about. And most people don't care. I find it amazing that people don't care about what their meaning is of their own life. They just really don't care. And they don't get it. And they don't choose to get it. They'll put a philosophy out there and some belief that fits their pedestrian mentality. And that's where they'll stay. That's where they'll live. And that's what they're all about, because it's convenient and it works for them. In doing so, we have missed everything that is valuable and important in our life. What can I say to you? How can I say to you, this is not the way? You're going to do what you're going to do. What is sannyas? It is surrendering to love, ultimate love. It is surrendering to that small part in you that is overlooked and overshadowed by the idea of emotionality and fear and hatred. That's what sannyas is. It is the chance and the ability to transcend love. Love at every degree, to transcend everything in this world through the love that is authentic love and not worldly belief. It's a difficult thing, and most people choose not to do it. Discipline, my dear one, discipline. Carol, I hope that helps you. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste. And the last question is from Billy, and he doesn't tell me where he lives or anything. What is it to be surrendered? How do we live, or do you live? I don't understand. Billy, I'm sorry. What does it mean to be surrendered? That's a very interesting question, Billy. You're very astute. What does it mean to be surrendered? Means I no longer fight the useless battles. Greg used to fight useless battles when he was younger. Oh, he was full of piss and vinegar all the time. He was the kind of guy that had the experience within him but couldn't formulate out of that experience how to live it. He just knew the experience was there. He could feel it. After years and years and years of fighting with myself and fighting with him, I should say, and going around and around with him, I finally realized that the way of Gregory is not the way of the heart. The way of Gregory has nothing to do with the meaning of our life. It just doesn't have any meaning. So here we are, going through the motions of living, and instead of having that direct experience which opens me up and opens me up and opens me up, I just kept suffering and suffering without meaning, without a cause, without any kind of structure where my suffering could bring forth fruit. But now, when I look at my life, I look at it totally different. What does it mean to be surrendered? It means everything has a meaning, and the meaning is beautiful. Being surrendered is to be surrendered to love. It is to be in service to humankind. It is finding creative means and ways of helping people, of helping yourself, of helping everything around you. It is about coming to a certain place in your life where the unfoldment begins to happen over and over and over again. Surrender is no longer me and you, it is us. Surrender is about the all and the is of the all. It is not about separating myself from that and there and this and that. It is about deep recognition of the meaning of life. It's a very beautiful thing, and you experience it at the level you can experience it at, which is typically for most of us in a place where compassion exists. The more compassionate you are, the more surrendered you will be. Surrendered to the idea, not my will, but thy will be done. You hear people talk about it, but it is usually just talk. Thy will be done is a very important thing in life. It has to do with the meaning and the significance of the heart. And that, my friend, is what we're all about. Billy, what does it mean to be surrendered? When I have the chance to hate, I don't. When I have the chance to fear, I relinquish. When I have the chance to give, I give. When I have the chance to forgive, I forgive. And when I have the chance to answer such beautiful questions as yours, I grab it in a heartbeat. I'm very grateful for your question, and I'm very grateful for your interest. Billy, I hope one day we get to meet. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something I could be of service to you, please come to the website at aspire.org. You will see media at the top of the page. Just pull it down. You'll see radio, or you'll see Satsang with Siraj, I should say, and that be me. Just click on that, and you will see a place to send me an email, and I'd love to hear from you. I really would. I'm out of here. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. I hope you will join me. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.